This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and joining me today, it's Mari. How you doing, Mari?
Good morning, Taryn. I'm good. Glad to be here. I got my coffee. I'm ready to go.
All right. Sounds good. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 29 in the house. I think we're about a third of the way through at this point. I think there's what going to be like 85-ish days. So yeah, maybe just like
a few weeks.
Yeah, like a little bit past the third of the way through mark, which is always a historic moment in Big Brother. So
big party, everything, yeah. All of that.
There's a lot to talk about from yesterday, though. A lot of movement continuing to happen. There's going to be an eviction tonight, an HOH competition, and it's going to be a very interesting HOH competition because there are a large number of different ways that the next week could go depending on this competition. So,
and I forgot to borrow Brent's veil, but we are morning caser. We are, but forgot to get him to ship it to me.
Yeah, the caser the second he lost the veto, really. Yeah, I guess the second Christmas volunteered for the block is really the thing that put the nail in the coffin. But let's talk about yesterday. We started the day with some Kevin. Kevin is prone to talk to the cameras. It's not always super valuable information, but I do feel like Kevin is starting to get to a point where he is going to be a bit more valuable in the game. Not only did he win a competition, he's now involved in a kind of alliance, but he is starting to see some things. He's talked to Ian and to Day and to Kaser. He has a little bit of a more clear picture of what's happening, even though it's still pretty wildly off. But he recognizes that in order to survive, he needs to continue to work on different people, and keep himself in good with people. I really do feel like he's somebody that could come into play later in the game. Right now it's not so much.
I wrote down Kevin runs down the cast, no real tea. Yeah.
Well, so he says he wants to try and form some kind of alliance, maybe Ian, Christmas, Bay, Day, and maybe they can pull in Tyler, which actually isn't too far off from, I think, Tyler's plans. So that could be interesting. He did give his thoughts on everybody. He said that the Day is only final two. Mm-hmm. And Ian is like, am I a joke to you? He loves her as a person, but he can't fully trust her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bay, he likes her. He likes David. He thinks he really tries to fit in. He likes Ian. He's super nerdy. He says that Danny is like the cool girl in high school that hangs out with the nerds. And that's exactly what I said
what
preseason.
You said. I was like, oh, so he's been listening to Taryn. Got it. Okay. Great. Taryn's right again.
He said about Nicole that she's very smart, but she's in constant calculation of how she's portraying herself. She really wants to control over how she's perceived, which is probably why she has anxiety and overthinks things. And I was like, oh,
He got that one. He nailed that one.
And he feels similarly about Cody, but that also he's just amazing and everything about him is amazing. Because he's so good looking and charming. He says that Enzo is probably the most unique person he's ever met. Very Jersey. I've never been to Jersey, but it seems like he's really Jersey, he says. And that he's very smart, but he buries it in his humor. And then he says that Christmas surprised him the most. He thought that she would be mild mannered, but she's like a retired rock star. He's a little bit skeptical of her. This Enzo Truple, or Thruple, he calls it, introduction was a red flag, but he'd rather work with her than against her. And then he says, Memphis is grumpy.
So he's hit on some stuff there. You know, I think he has everybody. I think he's figured everybody out. Now the connections he's still fuzzy on.
All right. So Nicole and Cody are going to talk. So the feeds had been down for 9 hours the night before, and it seems as though we missed a decent chunk of stuff. So apparently Cody has now filled in Nicole on the Danny situation, that that Tyler and Enzo and them are like anti Danny because they've caught her in a bunch of lies, and he understands because they've caught her in a bunch of lies. And so they're talking about how Danny right now is talking to Christmas, and that concerns Nicole because she's worried that Danny is going to reveal to Christmas that she told Danny that Christmas told her that Bailey told Christmas that she had something to tell Christmas after the HOH. And she's worried that Danny's going to rat it out that Nicole told her about it. And they agree that, you know, Danny, she's done this to herself. Nicole is not offering up a defense to Danny. Cody had actually been working on flipping Nicole against Danny prior to all of this happening. So she had already been primed to kind of like let Danny go. And Nicole is talking about like, I can't believe she would try to cause a rift between us. It probably would have worked if we didn't already trust each other so much, Cody. So that seems to be part of the equation as well, that Danny had been trying to like get Cody and Nicole to not trust each other.
Yeah, this conversation was trying to fit like Bailey yesterday trying to put a puzzle together, because we had nothing from the feeds due to all the wall yelling and stuff like that. So that string was so hard to follow. I went on Twitter. I was like, wait, so Nicole knows about Danny and she tried to get Christmas to warn Danny that she's in trouble, but then to also try and flip it on Bailey. I was like, okay, let's see how this goes for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So Danny is talking to Christmas, and she is basically trying to bait Christmas into talking about what Bailey said to her about having information, and Christmas gives it.
Gave it up. right.
She says that Bailey told her that two people from the photo room are playing both sides. And Danny's like, I'll be pissed if that has anything to do with me, because that is so not true. That's so annoying. And who
is in the camera room? I'm sorry to interrupt.
So, yes. So the people that she's referring to, I believe, are Danny and Cody. I don't know why she said, I still don't understand this conversation between Bay and Christmas. She trusted her way too much.
So I'm not the only one.
I believe the two people she was referring to were Danny and Cody. It might have been Danny and Nicole, but it's definitely one of them's Danny. So Danny says that that's really pissed if there's anything to do with her. And Christmas says that she thinks that they'll be in trouble if Bay or Day wins an HOH. Christmas is still firmly on the targeting Bay and Day train, which is sort of why it's like, hey, why did you tell Christmas this information?
This was the beginning of, oh my God, if I have to listen to this conversation one more time. Between Christmas and Danny, like every time they met up, they said the exact same thing over and over and over and over again. And I was like, yeah, nah. Can we get another feed or something? I was not. If you've seen anything of what I tweeted, I was not a big fan of Christmas yesterday. Be blunt.
Yes. So, like, I feel like Danny has been like the worst in regards to Bay and Day. Mm-hmm. And the person that like feeds off of it the most and reciprocates yes. it the most is Christmas for sure.
Yeah. When they're together, it just gets to a level of toxic that is yeah. just like, I cannot stomach this. Like, yeah, like we said, that's a part of the game. But woo, the difference between them talking about like Bailey and Davon and say, Cody and Danny talking about Bailey and Davon, there's definitely a difference, and, yeah. and you can definitely tell and feel it.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So Cody and Enzo talk a little bit. Cody lets Enzo know that he told Nicole not to tell Danny anything, and Nicole was receptive to basically is filling him in like, hey, I think Nicole's on board with the Danny stuff for the most part. And Enzo's like, what are you talking about? She's going to go back to Danny with that. she's going to tell. Cody's like, I don't even care. And right. Cody harps on the point that that Day and Bay are planning to out the Slick Six, that they went to Christmas and they're planning on outing us. Like, that's so annoying. He's like, I just want to like, if I win HOH, I just want to be like, so what is it that you were planning on telling Christmas, Day and Bay? And then also like, hey, Tyler, you screwed us over. What do you have to say for yourself? This is like peak. Cody is like still grasping at straws, trying to win Enzo back over.
Howdy, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Full on.
And Enzo is just like, yeah. Like Tyler, what is he doing? What is he doing with the vegan food? He doesn't eat any meat. He's too skinny, yo. Eat some meat like a man, yo. That's
oh,
it. Which is so this is, it's at this point in the day that people are like, oh my God, Enzo does hate Tyler. But this is fake Enzo. Yeah. This is Enzo. This is Cody talking a lot and Enzo just kind of like feeding Cody what he wants to hear about Tyler, mm-hmm. about anybody. This is fake Enzo. This is what we talked about last night. I tweeted out that like, I talked about it on the roundtable too, that like mm-hmm. over Enzo's HOH, I've learned to like read him really well.
Yeah. And you clocked him. Yeah.
A very quick rule of thumb for Enzo is that if he won't shut up, he's being genuine. If the other yeah. person is actually getting a word in, then he's being fake.
And I was like, Enzo's so good. He's just so good at relating to people and making people feel comfortable. I was watching this. I was like, whoosh. And then I watched the next conversation. I was like, whoa. I was like, okay, well, we'll see what happens. Because Enzo is just, he's really good at talking to people, making people feel comfortable, agreeing with people. Like you said, letting them talk themselves into a circle. And I mean, again, I love Enzo. I would love for him to win this season. He's doing such a great job.
Yeah. So Day and Bay are going to have a conversation. This confused me. It was a little bit, it was a very short conversation and I'm still not like 100% on where it came from or where it's leading, but, I think she was talking about Christmas and that Christmas has been avoiding her, the last, you know, day or so. And that it, like, I guess, especially after she said something to Christmas about, I've got information, the fact that Christmas hasn't come back to her is a little bit worrying. And so she's a little bit sketched out. And she mentions that the plan for her next week, if she wins, would be to put up Christmas and Nicole and backdoor Danny.
Yeah, this was like a walk by because I think Bailey and Davon are still kind of, you know, they can't really commiserate for too long because then people say they're plotting. So they're still just trying to be on the same page as quickly as possible. And yes, Bailey said that her noms would be Nicole and Christmas and then backdoor Danny. And I am so here for that. Like, I need that. I need it. Yeah. Because Nicole and Christmas on the block, that'd be so good. Cody and Tyler's number ones or fake numbers, whatever, on the block. Whew. I love that.
That'd be interesting. Kevin and Danny talk. Kevin asks her, if have you heard anything wonky lately?
this whole conversation.
And she's like, yeah, you know, I feel like there's some wonky stuff going on, going around. And he's like, I agree. I just want to make sure that Nicole knows how much I love her. So this is part of what Kevin was thinking, talking to the cameras about. He wants to make sure that he's good with Nicole. He wants to make sure he's good with Tyler. Those are two of the people that he feels like, I don't know if they'd put me up. So I want to try and before the HOH, try and get some seeds planted that like, hey, I'm cool with you. Don't bother with me.
And was this a conversation where he also told Danny that he doesn't want to be a pawn anymore or something like that?
I mean, he said that to Danny a few times.
Yeah. Well, the can of worms is open, sir. Like,
well, he won a veto. That helps.
Yeah.
So then Kevin goes and talks to Day, and he says, so I talked to Danny, and there's nothing there. I asked her if there was any wonkiness, and she said there wasn't any wonkiness. I was like, that is not what she just said not to you, all. Kevin. Day's like, did my name come up? And he was like, no. I think Kevin is trying to protect Danny. He has a relationship with her. Day talked about how people wanted to go after Danny and that Danny's after her. And I think he's doing his best to try and be like, nah, Danny's fine. She's not coming for you. There's no wonkiness going on. It's not super working quite yet.
Messy Kevin. Everybody was comparing Kevin to like James, like about to ruin our blind side.
Yeah. Danny has a quick conversation with Memphis. She just impresses upon him the importance of winning the next HOH because she's feeling kind of nervous, that the next couple of weeks are going to be important. He agrees. He just says that he will be, she mentioned like, his back is healing. So Memphis's back has been hurting for a little while. We're pretty sure it was the Christmas workouts that screwed him up, but nobody knows for sure. Mm-hmm. It was really bad. Like he was like incapacitated for a day or so. But now it's feeling better. He's able to walk around mostly like normal. He's, you know, he's really grumpy, normally. So with his back hurting, it actually you can't really tell much of a difference because he still just walks around like he's really grumpy. But it might just be because his back hurts. So it's on the mend, but he definitely does not feel comfortable in a physical competition. He feels like if there's anything that's overtly physical, that he will be screwed in those kinds of comps right now.
Mm. Yep.
So Enzo, Bay, and Day are up in the HOH room, and they talk about how they're still on board. That they're referring to a meeting that happened last night. It was apparently a Slick Six meeting that happened while the feeds were down the night before, where they had a Slick Six meeting without Danny.
So a Slick Five meeting.
Yes, a Slick Five meeting. Basically... it sounded like Tyler kind of led the meeting and led the charge against Danny to say, like, this is what we're doing. We're taking Danny out.
I hope they show that on the episode.
Right. I have to imagine they will. I mean, yeah. Tyler's put in so much work. They kind of queued it up last night. I would imagine that we're going to get a lot of the build up tonight.
And they've been referencing the Slick Six a lot as well. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So Enzo says, ah, man, I love Tyler, yo. He's always willing to put his neck up on the line. Like, he's going for it, yo. So this is where it's like, okay, this is where Enzo actually stands. Like, he's talking a lot. He won't let Bay and Day say anything. He's like, and Cody, you know, he can be brought back around, yo. For now though, he's too close to Day. He's too close to Danny. But we'll get him back eventually.
The pessimist in me, I was just like, oh, this is great, but I'm not going to get my hopes up.
Yeah. Tyler talks to Enzo. Tyler fills Enzo in on the fact that Danny is already on to Bay and Day. That apparently, Danny talks to Bailey and had no story about like who she's targeting. Danny was like, oh, all of a sudden Bailey's not targeting Memphis and she won't tell me who she's actually targeting. And Tyler's just like, what are you doing? Just say that you're targeting Memphis. You're blowing this whole thing up.
Right. Yeah. And this was a misstep that Danny will then bring up a few times to try and keep the target onto Bailey.
Yep. Cody and Enzo talk for a bit. Cody is going to let Enzo know about the additional information that Bailey went to Christmas and said that two people from the photo room are playing both sides. And Enzo's like, oh, yo, I just don't even want to talk any game, yo. It's so annoying. And which is, again, just like, this is Enzo, not super on board. And Cody's like, I mean, if she plans to out the Slicks, I just want to target her right now. Like, I don't even care about Danny at this point. It's, if she's doing this, then we've got to target her. And Enzo's like, yeah. We're like, hey, we doing charades tonight, yo?
Right. did Bailey actually say this to Christmas? Do we know, or was that during the feed down? Yeah.
So there's a lot of reason to believe that Bailey actually said this to Christmas, because Christmas has said that she said it to her, and there's not really Christmas wouldn't really make it up, probably. Right. But yeah, because again, I think that Bailey was trying to prep Christmas for the following week, of like, hey, we're going after Danny, because we know that Bay has trusted Christmas far too much over the last few weeks. Cody is also mad at Davon, because Davon was apparently questioning him again about the David stuff, because it was, I think, 2 days ago that I mentioned that David and Day had another conversation about him outing Tyler and Cody, and she brought up the fact that Cody mentioned to her that David said to Cody that Davon said to David that she thought there was a guys alliance. So basically David was like, no, I didn't say that. I didn't tell him about a guys alliance. So Day went back to Cody and said, like, hey, David's saying that he didn't say that you said that there was a guys alliance. And so now Cody's like, well, now why is she coming back to me to question me about this? I thought we already agreed that David was the liar.
I hope she's learned to let it go, because I think she had a conversation later saying like she was going to try and let it go. But I'm just like, girl, what are you doing? This means nothing.
I mean at this point like she's beating a dead horse, but like the entire stable is dead. Like it doesn't even, like, she already beat the dead horse so much that like there's no going back. There's no, you know, I'm getting way too gross with horse carcass metaphors. At this point, it doesn't even matter that she continues to fact check, because Cody's already against her. The habit in general needs to stop, because while she may survive this one, the next one, she might not.
And at this point, I just kind of think when her and David are in a room together, they have no other like subject to talk about, and it just keeps being brought up. I mean, yeah, Day, it's okay. Like, let's Ooh, sweet child, come on now, we room for you.
Danny talks to Nicole and says that she's worried that Bay and Day are trying to get, you know, Kevin and David and Christmas together to possibly form some kind of like counter alliance. That's like, that's a 5-person thing. That's dangerous. That's scary. So we need to win HOH here.
Yeah. Yeah. All 4 of those people, all 4 of those people and Christmas.
Yeah. Whew.
Nicole
says,
oh, sorry. Keep going.
Nicole says to the cameras afterward, and this is sort of like, you know, say what you will about Nicole, but this, she sort of was able to see it where Danny was not. Nicole says to the cameras, like, oh man, I hope Tyler isn't part of this. Like, I hope Tyler's not flipping on it, because that would make sense. If Tyler was like sort of leading that charge, then we would be in a lot of trouble, because then it would just be, you know, myself, Danny, Cody, maybe Ian, like that would be dangerous.
Yeah. And the simple fact that this whole Day and David thing is keeping this from happening, not only that, but then, like you said the other day, Day planting seeds of doubt with Kevin for Bailey. It's like they all should be teaming up. I wish they were teaming up since they're already being grouped together. But of course, they're not. And the house knows that Day and David aren't on the best of terms. But they don't believe it. They think they're still all working together. And it would make sense. It's because that's what they should be doing. And Nicole did a good job. She is getting wise to Tyler. But this is just, this is heading down the tracks here. Like, if the right person gets HOH, man, I'm hoping we get some good feeds, some good outcomes next week. For me personally, I don't know. I don't care if anybody else doesn't care, but I know what my good outcomes are. So,
yes. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Day talks to Tyler and Tyler is like, look, Day, you got to keep saying that the target is Memphis because Danny's going to realize that something is up. She's already suspicious because, this Christmas thing. And Day says that Danny's got Christmas. So this is, again, kind of confirmation that Bay and Day are already on to the fact that Christmas seems to have been ratting them out. I don't know how they figured it out.
That was about to be my next question.
Something must have happened the night before, in my opinion, but can't be sure. Day says that she's got Kevin, and Tyler's like, oh, I really like Kevin. And Day says, well, Kevin really likes you. And Tyler's like, oh, that's exciting. And like, let's follow up on this. So, there's Kevin's Tyler, connection there. Tyler talks to Christmas and she fills him in on all of her conversations with Danny and with Bailey, and everything that's happening there. And so, Tyler does nothing to sway Christmas off of Bailey siding with Danny. Mm-hmm. I think that there's probably a couple of options or maybe a combination of them for this. I think that he doesn't trust Christmas to not out everything to Danny, yeah, or whoever. B, I don't think he would mind all that much if Christmas did go after Day and Bay because his hands are completely clean of it. I talked about this last night. He will need to have a shot taken at them at some point. Yeah. Well, I think that next week, if Christmas won, that would be a little soon for him. It's better to have that like sort of locked and loaded than not, in my opinion. I think it's kind of a combination of those things.
I think it was hilarious how fast the internet turned on him and then like off of him. Like, I was like, yes, Tyler. Oh no, Tyler, no. But yeah, I mean, it makes sense. He has to keep his options open. And I think Christmas is the type of person that if she does get power, he can flip her then. Like, he can work on her then. I don't think he needs to seed with her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like very Caitlyn-esque.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. Like, in my opinion, I think it's more beneficial for him to have Christmas embedded on that side, mm-hmm. For him. And I think that, like I said, I don't think he trusts that she wouldn't betray him. I think he also probably doesn't trust that she can play double agent effectively if mm-hmm. he actually flips her, because, you know, she's already let a lot of information loose all over the place. So I think it makes sense for him to This is sort of what Dan would do with Danielle on season 14, is that he would basically convince her of a lie because he knew that she wouldn't be able to lie effectively. So then she would think that the lie is the truth, and she would spread the lie for Dan as though it's truth. And so I think there's maybe a little bit of that happening with Christmas, keeping his options open on the other side, while also still vouching for Enzo and Cody. Enzo in particular, he says Enzo loves you and wants to work with you. Cody also likes you, maybe a little bit more hesitant though. And then Christmas opens up about like, oh yes, I know Enzo loves me because we just made a thing with Kevin, a three-person thing. So she did open up to Tyler about that. I was wondering if she was going to. This is like another little piece of confirmation that it does seem like Christmas is still pretty loyal to Tyler. I was wondering if she was starting to stray, but it does seem like she is still pretty on board here.
So say Tyler does try this insurgency and then tries to get Day, Bay, Kevin, David, Christmas, Enzo to turn things around. Do you think Christmas legitimately goes with them even if Danny and Nicole are still in the house?
I don't think he wants Christmas to go with them. That's the thing. I think that he wants Christmas on the other side of it. I think that like genuinely he wants her on the other side of it so that he's got somebody planted there other than Cody that he can rely on. So I think from Tyler's point of view here, we're looking at, you know, Enzo, Day, Bay, himself, all kind of taking a shot at Danny and Nicole, which we'll talk about in a second. And then, you know, Christmas, Nicole, and Danny and even Cody to a degree, kind of taking a shot at Day and Bay, and him and Enzo essentially getting to kind of like step back and and watch the chaos happen with people embedded on both sides. And now he's also starting to talk about like, oh, I like Kevin, and he's still kind of got that connection to David. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. That would be my guess, at least.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good conversation for Tyler.
Yes.
You know, the rest of us.
So Tyler, Cody, and Enzo are going to get together and finally officially name their trio. Enzo really wanted to call it the Bandits, but they weren't allowed to do that because Tyler is already the green-eyed bandit. So they end up going with Triple Threat. Triple Threat. And they like keep saying Triple Threat. Triple Threat. Triple Threat. Triple Threat, yo.
Triple I saw threat. A Triple Threat with a three as the E. I was like, if y'all don't get out of here with that. Yeah,
see, that's where they lost me because I think it was Tyler that suggested that too, where it's, oh, then you put like a three in the place of the E in threat. And I was that might sound fun to you, but you haven't seen it written out. It looks terrible. Just drop that. Let's all drop it. Let's just pretend that that's not part of it.
Forget the numbers, people. Forget the numbers.
It's just Triple Threat. No threes for ease. That's not what we're doing here. They're calling themselves Triple Threat. The idea is that they're all triple threats, winning comps, socially great, strategically great, and there's three of them, right? Yeah. Sure. So Triple Threat is the name of this this trio here. Triple Threat, yo. Triple Threat.
Wait, we got this, yo.
Is it the Triple Threat or just Triple Threat, yo? Just Triple Threat. Just Triple Threat. All right. So then we get to Danny talks to Nicole about Tyler some more. Danny tells Nicole, you should work on Tyler because I don't think he trusts you. And Nicole's like, what? Why doesn't he trust me?
The irony.
And she's like, you never talked to him. Why would he trust you? And she's like, well, that's not fair. I just want him to trust me. Nicole is concerned that he doesn't trust her. So she goes to Tyler and she's like, Tyler, do you trust me?
That's the surefire way to get a truthful answer.
And he says, yeah, I trust you. I mean, look, I feel dumb because of the Danny thing when I felt like I had to lie to you. And she's like, oh, I don't care about that. But I was told that you don't trust me. Somebody said to me that you don't trust me. And he was like, that is absolutely not true. I never said that to anyone. She's like, okay, I believe you. I think that I want to work on building this trust. This was so funny to me. Like, Nicole, who is usually a fairly effective player, and like she did suss out that Tyler didn't trust her, and she did suss out that Tyler is the danger here. But then when she tries to approach Tyler, she just gets like so out-socialed by him.
She basically like hip checked Danny under the bus, like just a nice little hip shove, and Danny is under that Tyler bus. Because if he doesn't realize who told her that, then. I mean, it's Tyler. He had to have realized that. Mm-hmm.
So Kacer is going to have a conversation with Bailey and then Devon, where he fills them in on all of the Ian stuff and he also talked with Kevin earlier in the day. Kacer now feels like the core might be something like Cody, Nicole and Enzo, which I was like, oh, that's you're almost there like a week ago. Right. But so he's talking to Bailey about it, and he wants to let Bailey know that, hey, they're trying to get Ian to target you. And like Nicole is trying to get Ian to go after you because that's what Ian has told Kacer. And Bailey's like, well, is he coming after me? And Kacer said, no, don't worry. Ian sees what they're doing. He's not buying into it. And just like that, I've been waiting. I was wondering how long it would take, but just like that, we're finally going to get to see that the Ian is going to be exposed here. I still don't know why he told Kacer.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, who are we kidding? Bailey's going to tell Day. Day's probably going to tell Kevin.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, it's going to happen in, like, the next conversation, so don't worry. Yeah. That did happen.
This is about the time I took a break.
There you go. Enzo talks to Bailey, Devon, and Tyler. They say that Bailey and Devon are like, hey, so this is what's happening. Danny's trying to get Tyler to come after us. Nicole is trying to get Ian to come after us. Enzo's like, both Ian and Nicole gotta go, yo. And Tyler's like, wait. Ian told you that Nicole is trying to get him to go after you? And Bailey's like, well, no, Ian told me that people were trying to pin each other against each other. And then Kacer confirmed to me that Ian told him that Nicole is trying to get him to come after me. So that's what Ian was referring to. So it makes sense. It checks out that this is what Ian is thinking, that he feels he's not being duped by Nicole. And Tyler, like, you can see the gears turning in Tyler's head.
He's like, yes. Yeah. So Cody, just making sure, Cody didn't hear any of this yet.
So they did also tell Cody. Yeah. I don't think they told him in as much detail though, but this is coming out. This is coming out. Tyler says, okay, so with this in mind, if you, Bailey, or you, Devon, win HOH, the plan should be that we're backdooring Danny, right? But we have to, like, how do we do it in a way where, like, she doesn't end up outing us, like, our whole alliance? And, like, the plan should be something like, if you win, you backdoor Danny, and then we will have to be like, oh, what are they doing? And pretend we're keeping her in order to keep her calm and keep her from outing everything. And Bailey's like, that works for me as long as we're able to keep her, calm.
So did the target shift to then putting Nicole and Ian on the block? Because, I mean, that was Bailey's plan the whole time. So maybe just substitute Ian for Christmas?
Right. So, yeah, so it could be something like Nicole and Ian. It could be that's probably what it will be, especially because they now have this info on Ian to use as an excuse. So I imagine that Tyler will want to prevent Christmas from going on the block. So that's going to be the plan. And this is Tyler's bread and butter, the sort of like snowing alliance members into thinking that they're being kept so that they don't blow things up, and then blindsiding them at the eviction, which would be pretty fun, I think, if it was like Nicole and Danny on the block, and they were convincing both of them that they're staying. That would be.
But what scares me about that is if Ian's on the block and Nicole wins veto, and even if Danny still goes up, what do we get there? You know what I'm saying? Do people take the easy route and get rid of Ian, or
if Danny's up there, I can't imagine. I mean, so the problem is that with Ian spouting these theories, he could kind of tank himself maybe, but if he doesn't tank himself, then I would feel that, that if Danny's up there, they're not going to let the opportunity go by.
Right. And that's, yeah, I just would really like two of them to be up. I don't like this one of that core alliance and a pawn, because you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, really, unfortunately for Bay and Day, now that Tyler knows about this Ian stuff, the more he finds out about it, the more he'll start to realize probably that Ian is actually more of a threat to his game than even Danny or Nicole right now, based on the things that he's saying. So
to Tyler,
yeah, because he's talking about putting Tyler up on the block. He's trying to get Cody out. If he could get Ian to go after Danny, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But he's set on wanting Cody out, which is not great for Tyler's game, especially if Tyler goes up on the block next to him. Whereas Danny is still loyal to the group for the most part. She's just going after Dan Bay, which is not the worst thing for Tyler. And Dan Bay are going after Nicole and Danny. This is where I feel like things could go in a different direction. Like, there's just so many directions this week could go.
Right.
But Tyler talks to Enzo after this conversation. Tyler's like, so why is Ian telling them that information? Like, what's going on with this Ian thing? Like, I guess he's really close to Kacer. Why is he telling Kacer this stuff? He wants to try and maybe figure this stuff out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Enzo doesn't understand. Enzo says that he's a little concerned about Christmas because of all the Danny stuff. He's worried that she's too easily swayed. But Tyler says, don't worry about Christmas. She's solid. We like Christmas. Let's not like Christmas anymore. Enzo's like, yo, I like you, yo. We like the same things. We want the same things. We want Danny out. We like Bailey. We're on the same page, yo. Enzo's not saying this to Cody. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep. I hope it keeps happening.
He says, hey, Danny, Nicole, Ian, they gotta go, yo. You gotta take away Cody's people, and then he's got no choice but to be with us, yo. That's what we gotta, then it's us three.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm fine with that, because then hopefully it doesn't get to the point where it's the three of them, you know? I mean, Enzo, watching Tyler turn Enzo against Cody, not against him, but pull him away from him, has been very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. It has been interesting. So Tyler says that the Ian and Kacer stuff is actually a great shield for them, that they can always just kind of like throw them under the bus or use that as a shield to block the fact that they have been plotting and scheming so that they don't get in trouble. They talk about like, yeah, let's put up Nicole and Ian. That would be a great set of nominations. Tyler also mentions at one point that after the veto ceremony, he went up to Danny, who's like, how do you feel you didn't get backdoored. And she was like, oh, shut up. Like she thought he was joking. He's like, no, but I was serious.
Oh, no. Did Danny take that seriously? Like she takes a lot of other things.
Clearly
that
she didn't, you know.
And that, see, let Bailey have said that to her.
Uh-huh. Danny does talk to Cody after. I think I skipped ahead a little bit, but back when they were all talking, after Tyler talked about the backdoor Danny plan, Danny and Cody did end up joining. And that was when first Cody came in. They told Cody about the Ian stuff a little bit. Then Danny came in and then everything shifted to Bay and Day being like, man, Memphis, we got to get Memphis out, like trying to do what Tyler said. Mm-hmm. But Danny afterward talks to Cody. She did not buy it. She was like, oh, now all of a sudden, after yesterday, they were talking about how they don't want to target Memphis. Now, all of a sudden, they're talking about targeting Memphis. I don't buy this for a second. Yeah,
it doesn't matter what they would have said.
So Day talks to Kevin and fills him in on more of this Danny stuff. And he talks to her about Nicole, and she's very anti-Nicole now as well, because she also fills him about the Nicole stuff. And so they're talking about wanting Nicole out and Danny out, but he's really trying to push it more toward Nicole. And Tyler talks to Danny and he gasses her up about Bailey. And he mentions that he wishes that he was closer to Nicole and he wants to work on that relationship. And Danny's like, oh, that's perfect. That's we should do that.
That was good. Tyler's really good. I mean, there's no disputing that. I mean, it's just, we hate when he comes after our faves. he's working this house. And the simple fact that Cody got comfortable for 2 seconds and let this dude just slide up under everybody has been very hilarious, to say the least. Oh, yeah. And also congrats on calling out Temper Tantrum Cody and him not getting his way and seeing what he would do. You called it. I give it to you.
He's been interesting to watch over the day. It's so like Enzo really just wants to strip away, Cody's people. We are seeing that, now again, then I talked about this last night. I'm very adamant about the fact that, the wall yeller did not impact Danny's game, but we are seeing some more ramifications from the wall yeller on Nicole. There's been much more talk about Nicole being targeted. So basically, because Ian is caught on to Nicole via the wall yeller, Ian then revealed that Nicole is trying to get him to target Day and Bay, to Kacer, who told Day and Bay, who told Tyler and Enzo. And so now Nicole is in hot water via the wall yeller, and could be taking a fall. So this is a wall yeller impact for sure. We're seeing the lines and everything's connecting from Ian. Kevin did mention, so this was causing some confusion. Kevin did mention a banner plane. He said something like there was a banner plane that said Nicole is a liar. So people are like, oh my God, there's another one. There might have been, who knows, but what? I don't believe that there was. I think that what he's doing is just kind of like accidentally saying banner plane when he means wall yeller. Because basically there was the wall yeller that said Cody and Nicole are playing everyone. Yeah. There was a wall. People, I think, are forgetting that there was another wall yeller before that said Nicole is a liar. And he is saying that there was a banner plan that said Nicole is a liar. I think he might be referring just to the previous wall yeller, or maybe even just the one that they just heard. I don't think there was another plane, not or any plane, but I don't think so. So if you hear that there was a banner plane, I'm reasonably certain that there was not, and that he was just referring to it in that way. I mean, Kevin, because Kevin's old school. Kevin's mm-hmm. old school. He that back when Kevin played, it was all about banner planes. Now it's about wall yelling. Now people are really cheap about it. So.
Right, I was about to say that is so expensive. For a game.
Yes. So people are confused in the chat again. So last night, what I was saying is that the wall yeller did not impact Danny's game. It did not change anything in regarding people flipping on Danny. What we are seeing is that there was an impact on Ian. And that's what I was saying. The impact was on Ian. And so Ian's machinations and maneuverings over the last few days have subsequently thrown Nicole under the bus, because now people know that she was trying to get him to go after Bay and Day. So that, on top of what they heard, is now starting to coalesce to this idea of Day and Bay now want Nicole out. Tyler and Enzo feel like Nicole is, you know, trying to do too much with Ian, and that's dangerous. So we are seeing the wall yeller bringing down Nicole's game, not Danny's game, but Nicole's game. And you know,
it just took a few days.
It did. It did. But I mean, this is sort of like, I mean, this is sort of what we always saw when Ian flips on Nicole because of the wall yeller. Like, that was the thing. But now it's starting to really escalate, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Where are we at?
Well, that's basically it. Unless there's anything else that that you wanted to bring up.
I thought it was kind of funny when Danny was trying to get Cody and Enzo. They're like, she's like, we need a slick six meeting. We need to make Day and Bay feel comfortable. Cody's like, I don't even want to, man. I don't want to even want to sit there. Look at Day's face.
I'm just gonna sit there and not say anything.
They don't say anything.
Don't even want it.
And Danny was like, but we have to make them feel comfortable, which the funny thing in this moment, I was like, Danny has the right track. She's trying to save herself and she's right about this. Unfortunately, Cody doesn't want to have a meeting because they just had a meeting last night without her.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah. And Kacer, by the way, has noticed that that Cody is running around acting like a petulant child.
Yes. Everybody's talking about just mean Cody, and Cody's like, I'm sick, so I'm just gonna tell everybody I'm sick and I'll feel good. I was like, oh my god, Cody, it's been funny. And then I also like when people are like, what about the rogue vote? You think there'll be another rogue vote this week? And I died laughing because I was like, if there's no rogue vote this week because Enzo's the HOH, yeah. Will they figure it out? Now that would be funny, especially if he like comes back next week and it's a rogue vote or something. Like, but I thought that was hilarious. I was like, I can guarantee you there will be no rogue vote this week.
So that's basically what we have for you from last night. Again, a lot of things shifting around. The target is still mainly on Danny via Tyler's work, but because of the Ian stuff, we are starting to see some of the target shift over to Nicole and or Ian. And so we may see a little bit of that heading in that direction. If depending on what happens with the HOH, it wouldn't surprise me if you know, maybe Day one that she might want to go after Nicole first before Danny, or something like that. But I mean, so heading into tonight, we're looking at like Cody just would love to stay neutral. He might even just go straight after Day and Bay to try and, you know, squash this thing. Danny, Nicole would both go after Day and Bay. And they are both trying for it. Day and Bay would go after Danny, maybe Nicole as a backup, or maybe Nicole and Danny as a backup, or maybe Ian as a backup. Who knows? Tyler, I'm starting to think, is going to throw this because he really doesn't need to win it. Ian, I'm still not exactly sure what Ian would do, but he's talked a lot about making sure that Danny and Cody are on the block at the end of the week. So what has been suggested is Danny and Tyler up on the block, have Tyler take himself down, and then Cody goes up as the replacement, and then Danny versus Cody, which is actually, as we've talked about, kind of worst case scenario for Ian, in my opinion. And then we've got like the, you know, the Kevins and the Davids, like what are they going to do? I would imagine that Kevin would go after Nicole, and that would actually really work out pretty well for the Tyler Enzo side of things. We might see Ian go home in that situation as well as a backup, because he definitely
likes Ian.
Well, so if he goes after Nicole, I don't think he's going to put Danny up next to Nicole.
Maybe Memphis.
Maybe. I mean, I could maybe, cause he's not going to want, he probably doesn't want to put up Cody, but he might, cause Ian's going to push for him to put up Cody. So he might do like Nicole and Cody, or he might do like Nicole and I don't know, Memphis, but like, I think that we're going to see Day pushing him to be like, no, you have to put Ian up there too. She's with Nicole. And he's going to be like, she's not with Nicole, or he's not with Nicole. So maybe Ian would stay safe on a Kevin HOH. Mm-hmm. But he would definitely be more exposed.
Right.
I can't be sure. I can't be sure what Kevin would do.
So tonight the house guests are speculating it's a knockout.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's a knockout?
It should be.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, if you want to get this game, yeah. But that also scares me, because we know Day and Bay are going to be target number one as soon as Danny or Nicole get up, they get the chance. But that also means Danny would be knocked out first. So in a knockout competition, who do you think actually might end up in the end? Because I'm thinking a combination of maybe Tyler, Memphis, and Kevin might be those people that people don't even think about putting, you know, saying you two, you know?
I think Memphis.
Memphis, that's what scares me.
Yeah, Memphis and Kevin for sure. I think like Ian might try and knock Tyler out if he has the option. But everyone else will be targeting each other. Maybe Ian. No, like Enzo will want to take.
What about Cody?
You know, Ian will definitely want to take Cody out. Mm-hmm. I think Memphis and Kevin would probably have the best shots in terms of not being picked to play. Yeah, David. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's going to specifically target David. I think that's right. And David would probably go after Memphis and like they'd convince him to put like Danny on the block next to him or Nicole on the block next to him, something like that. And then they would just take out Danny or Nicole.
Cody, they are talking about if David wins, they want to
Enzo's
throw.
Not playing, right?
Cody, Tyler, and Enzo said that if David won, they would throw Day under the bus.
Well, I'm sure
Cody did.
Cody didn't want to, but
Tyler and Enzo just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, like, you know, I guess it's all over the place. Like, really anybody can win in a knockout if it's a knockout. And depending on who wins, anything can happen. Like, there are so many different options based on who wins, and no set target for any one person for sure. Because even if like a Danny or Nicole win and they put up Day and Bay, I don't think it's locked for which one of them goes. And so I think there's a lot that's up in the air tonight, and the stock watch is going to be very difficult this week.
So you think basically no matter what, we'll get a good week this week?
I wouldn't say that. I think that there are a lot of different options in front of us. We have a large menu in front of us. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of bland options on the menu, a few exciting ones, and then some of them that were like are mystery options, and we could order the mystery option and have an HOH and be like, ooh, we're excited. We don't know where this is going to go. And then it could go exciting or it could go boring. So, who knows? Yeah. All right. So that's what we got. Just a lot of stuff going on. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I will be live later today, probably at around 3 p.m. Eastern, maybe a little bit later, to talk about the stock watch and maybe try to go into more detail about like the various permutations of the week. So if you have any questions or you want any advice for the stock watch, you can find me there. If you want to play in the stock watch, it's realitystockwatch.com. Mari, where can people find you?
You can find me at Mari Talks Too Much at on Twitter. That's the number two, and that's it. That's where you can find me.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. Like I said, you can find me on Twitch later tonight. Rob will be live with an episode recap, and then I'd say decent chance you can find me on Twitch after the podcast to watch some of the new HOH feeds and talk through some of the stuff there. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, I will be live with Puya to talk about the new HOH and everything going on. So check it all out. Thanks again for joining us. See you next time.
Bye.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.